It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Tuesday. It's September 21st. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 48 degrees.
All quiet along your Wasatch Front roadways. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this morning, an autopsy will take place today on the body believed to be that of Gabby Petito, found in Wyoming. And for the first time, we're hearing from an Arches National Park ranger about her experience talking to Gabby Petito in Moab, including giving her a warning about her relationship with her fiancé.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the ranger spoke exclusively to the Deseret News. So when Moab police stopped that couple after the 911 call, Melissa Holes heard the call come over her radio as well. And she knew sometimes that a woman can feel more comfortable speaking to another woman, so she focused on Gabby Petito. And Holes says that she warned Gabby that her relationship with Brian Laundrie seemed toxic. She tried to advise her to reevaluate things, telling her this could be an opportunity to find another path. But she does say that they made the best decision they could with the information they had at the time, but sometimes wonders if she could have done more. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake Community College has an enrollment problem. Not enough students. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the numbers this morning. Heather?
Well, Tim, all of Utah's colleges and universities had slightly increased enrollment or they had held steady. But the Salt Lake Community College saw its freshman enrollment fall nearly 8% last year. Utah's Commissioner for Higher Education, Dave Wolstenholme, tells the Deseret News the population of students who usually go to community colleges are the ones struggling the most during the pandemic. In order to get more students, the college waived its $40 enrollment fee this year and gave $1,000 scholarships to new students taking 9 credits or more. The numbers for this fall's enrollment have not yet been released. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A Salt Lake Community College student is trying to raise money to replace a specialized pen that was stolen out of her car. Details from KSL TV's Debbie Worthen.
They took her MacBook computer and they also took her Echo Smart Pen. Now, that smart pen is critical to the way she takes notes in class. And not only that, it was a loaner from the school. So now she's stuck with the fact that she's going to have to replace that and there's no way she can take notes. She has filed a police report with Cottonwood Heights Police. They told her it could be a couple of weeks before they get a hold of that surveillance video that could shine some light on exactly what happened.
Summer Brown has an auditory processing disorder. The pen records her lectures as she takes notes so she can listen to the lectures again later.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The government will run out of authority to borrow money at the end of this month unless Congress raises the debt limit.
Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying his party will vote no on a higher debt limit if Democrats insist on spending several trillion more on education, child, and health care. The debt limit has nothing to do with future spending, just paying the bills that both Republicans and Democrats already put on the national credit card. The Democrats, with their one-vote Senate majority, could raise the debt limit without Republicans.
ABC's Andy Field reporting from Washington.
COVID shots for kids could be available by Halloween if the FDA and the CDC agree with Pfizer's findings that their vaccine in a smaller dose is safe and effective in kids as young as 5 years old.
It's possible we might see this by the end of October, but we just, you know, no one is committing to an exact time frame right now.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. John Brownstein says once Pfizer submits its application for FDA emergency use authorization, it could be another few weeks before a final decision is made.
It wasn't long ago that California was leading the country with COVID cases, but now the country's most populous state has the lowest infection rate. ABC's Alex Stone is in L.A.
The rate of COVID spread in Texas is 385 cases per 100,000 people. Florida is 250, Alabama 449. In new data, California has 95 cases per 100,000 people. California now has the lowest rate of spread by far of anywhere else in the country, and health leaders here say it's proof that vaccine, mask, and crowd rules work compared to places where they're doing little to nothing to mitigate COVID spread. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Justin Trudeau will return as Canadian Prime Minister after his Liberal Party was projected as winning the most seats in last night's election. Trudeau, however, will fall short in his goal of having a majority in Parliament.
What we've seen tonight is that millions of Canadians have chosen a progressive plan.
That was Trudeau speaking to supporters in Montreal following his election night victory.
Coming up on KSL, a really big catfish becomes a really big meal.
And KSL traffic.
Looking good along I-15 north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. It's a quiet start to your morning drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks for waking up with us this morning. KSL News Time 5:05.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.